Good morning. This is Tim Spies, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service office here in Brownsville, Texas. And this is the daily weather briefing issued at 10 a.m. Thursday morning, October 9th. Looks like deep south Texas will remain under the control of a broad area of high pressure over today and tonight and into Friday. However, as we get into the weekend and into early next week, we'll have a combination of features increasing our rain chances. Right now, it looks like there'll be a major trough digging into the southwestern U.S. later this weekend, and this will be bringing in increased moisture values from the eastern Pacific associated with the major hurricane Norbert over that area, and also increased moisture moving in from the Gulf of Mexico and the northwestern Caribbean Sea. And the combination of all these factors will increase our rain chances for after Saturday and continuing on through till next Wednesday. Right now, we'll see clouds beginning to increase later tonight and into Friday and Friday night. And then we'll see basically isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms pretty much each day on through till from Saturday on through till next Wednesday, with partly to mostly cloudy skies prevailing. Temperatures today will be pretty pleasant. Highs will reach up into the mid to upper 80s across the inland areas. Lower 80s are expected along the coastline, with east winds developing at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tonight, overnight lows will fall into the upper 60s across the inland areas, or I should say mid to upper 60s across the inland areas, near 70 degrees along the coastline with light and variable winds. Then Friday, temperatures again, mid to upper 80s across the inland areas, lower to middle 80s across the coastline. Then on after Friday night through next Tuesday night, we'll see temperatures generally ranging in the lower to middle 70s for overnight lows. And then for highs each day, starting on Saturday and going into Sunday, Columbus Day, and into Tuesday and Wednesday, the cloud cover will tend to hold the temperatures down a little bit over the weekend and in the early next week with the increased rain chances. So we'll expect to see mid to upper 80s for high temperatures across the inland areas, lower 80s across the coastline, with generally east to southeast winds blowing at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Looking at the surf zone forecast for the beaches of South Padre Island and Boca Chica today, there'll be a low risk of rip currents today with no risk of lightning or waterspout activity. The surf water temperature is 83 degrees. The bay water temperature is 82. There'll be a low tide Thursday evening at 5:23 p.m. And the rip current outlook is to remain low on Friday. Now here's the coastal waters forecast for the bay and gulf waters from the mouth of the Rio Grande to Baffin Bay and out to 60 nautical miles offshore. For the bay waters, we'll see easterly winds today, 5 to 10 knots, a light chop on the bay. Tonight, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 knots, a light chop on the bay again. Friday and Friday night, southeasterly winds, 10 to 15 knots, a light chop on the bay. Saturday, southeast winds around 15 knots, a moderate chop on the bay. Sunday, southeast winds around 10 to 15 knots, moderate chop on the bay. And Monday, east winds at around 10 knots, a light chop on the bay. And we'll see an increased chance of some showers and thunderstorms across the bay waters starting on Saturday and continuing into Monday. For the Gulf waters, fairly similar pattern here. East winds, 5 to 10 knots today, seas 1 to 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds at around 10 to 15 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet. Friday, east to southeast winds around 15 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet. Friday night, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 1 to 3 feet. Saturday, southeast winds 15 to 20 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, southeast winds at around 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet near shore, 3 to 5 feet offshore, chance of some showers and thunderstorms. And finally, Monday, east winds 10 to 15 knots, seas 2 to 4 feet near shore, 3 to 5 feet offshore, with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Now the tropical weather outlook for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. A broad area low pressure located about 225 miles east of the Windward Islands is producing disorganized shower and thunderstorm activity, although upper-level winds are expected to remain unfavorable for tropical cyclone development. Heavy rainfall could spread across portions of the Windward Islands over the next few days as the system moves west at around 10 miles per hour. Elsewhere, tropical storm formation is not expected for the next 48 hours. And now we have some river concerns along the Rio Grande River here in Cameron County. The latest guidance from the West Gulf River Forecast Center in Fort Worth, Texas, indicates that the Rio Grande River at the San Benito River gauge this morning was at 48.2 feet. The river here at the San Benito gauge is expected to continue rising and will remain above action stage for the next several days, but at this time is expected to remain below flood stage for the San Benito gauge. Right now, it is expected to rise to around 51 feet early next week, and this is due to continued release of water that is occurring from the Marty Gomez Reservoir just across the border in Mexico. Also, for the lower Brownsville River gauge, the latest stage was 19.2 feet this morning, and this river gauge is expected to continue to rise to around 22.3 feet, in a few days, and is expected to remain near action stage early next week, which is 24 feet. Flood stage for the river gauge at the lower Brownsville section of the river is 27 feet, so right now we do not expect the river to reach or exceed the flood stage for either of these two gauges. On this day in weather history, in 1903, New York City was deluged with 11.17 inches of rain in 24 hours to establish a state record. Severe flooding occurred in the Passaic Valley of New Jersey, where more than 15 inches of rain was reported. Also in 1981, the temperature at San Juan, Puerto Rico soared to 98 degrees to establish an all-time record for that location. Finally, in 1987, 18 cities in the southeastern U.S. and the mid-Atlantic coast region reported record low temperatures for that date. Asheville, North Carolina dipped to 29 degrees, and the record low of 47 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida marked their fourth record of the month. A second surge of cold air brought light snow to the northern plains, particularly the Black Hills of South Dakota. Please remember that rapidly changing weather conditions can quickly render this briefing outdated. For the very latest weather information, please monitor this website or NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, broadcasting at 162.55 MHz from Brownsville, 162.40 MHz from Far, and 162.425 MHz from Rio Grande City. This briefing is next scheduled to be updated at 10 a.m. Friday morning, October 10th. Once again, this is Tim Spies, lead forecaster from the National Weather Service office here in Brownsville, Texas. Thanks for tuning in.